All right. Good evening, everybody. It is Sunday, January 25th. Welcome back to the next episode of the Nora's Notes podcast. How you doing, Nora? Do we have anybody special on the podcast with us this week? And who is special on the podcast this week?
Princess Tulip.
Princess Tulip? What does Princess Tulip look like?
Hi.
Hi, Princess Tulip.
I have a pink crown and a pink dress that can change color.
Whoa. It can change color. How does it change color?
So when you put me in cold water and you wait for a few minutes, my dress changes color.
Wow, that's a neat trick. Cool. Well, Princess Tulip, do you want to take us into the jokes section today?
Sure.
All right, let's do the first joke. Why did the kid take tools to their bedroom?
So they could make their bed.
Oh, so they could make their bed. Haha, like you need to make your bed in the morning when you get up. All right, let's do the next one. Princess Tulip, do you want to read it? How did the egg cross the road? I don't know how.
It scrambled.
It scrambled across the road. That's amazing. All right. Well, what's the third joke that we have today, Nora?
What do you call a mad sheep and a mad cow?
A mad sheep and a mad cow. I don't know what.
Two animals in a bad mood.
Oh, a bad mood. That's funny. Well, cool. Hey, Nora, what had happened today? What was today like?
Snow!
Snow. It snowed all day, didn't it?
Yep.
And we tried to go sledding, didn't we?
Yep.
And how did that go?
Good.
And Daddy carried you on your sled, like, all the way through the woods, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And...
I have some important news to make!
Oh, what's your important news, Princess Tulip?
So, I have a very special guest with me today.
Oh, you have the guest has a guest?
Come here!
Who is it?
Missy!
Missy!
Isabella.
Alright. So now we've got Isabella and Princess Tulip. Alright, well, Isabella and Princess Tulip, we're going to talk about snow today.
Yay, snow!
So,
I love snow.
What's your favorite thing about snow?
Me?
Yeah.
My favorite thing about snow is you could eat it!
You can eat it. And what did we have in our snow to eat this morning? You don't know what went in there. It was a special snow shake.
Yeah, we made a special snow snake.
It had like...
Show snake! Ah!
It had like milk and vanilla.
And... I was about to say
syrup. Strawberries. Syrup.
Sprinkles!
All right.
Sprinkles!
So, moving on. Are you going to school tomorrow?
No.
No? Why aren't you going to school tomorrow?
I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
Princess Tulip has a intro. Can she do that after the show?
Yeah, after. Okay. Have you ever been skiing?
Yeah.
You have? What was that like?
I had skiing lessons.
You had skiing lessons? And tell us about those.
Not like it.
Why not?
Because there was sprayers.
Snowmakers.
Yeah, and they got my eyes and I didn't have glasses on.
Yeah.
Like pick holes.
So on the East Coast where we live, there's like not really a really good snow, so they have to make snow from a lake, and they pipe up the water from a lake, and then they blow it out of these big blowers, and they make snow. And when Nora had her first ski lesson, she was put right in front of one of those snow blowers, and it just blew snow all in her face. It was pretty hard.
I did not like it. Not one bit.
Do the dogs like the snow?
Yeah, they love the snow.
What's their favorite thing to do in the snow?
Eat it.
Yeah.
And today, Petty started to get all whacked up and jump in it.
Yeah, she sure did. Did we see any birds today?
Mm-hmm.
Where were they?
Birds on the bird bell.
Yeah, they loved having that bird food out there because then they didn't have to go find food in the snow.
Yep, that's right.
What do you like to do when you come in from the snow?
Shake it off, take a break, then go back out there, play again.
Yeah, you like to run right back out?
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, the actual topic of our podcast today is a special story for the audience. Do you know what the story's about?
A story about Nora's trip to Italy.
It's a story about Nora's trip to Italy, which we did last summer. It was so cool. Do you want to tell everybody about it?
We had a wedding.
We had a wedding, and who got married?
Brian and Plamena.
Brian and Plamena. Hi, Brian and hi, Plamena. And what do you remember about the wedding?
Before the wedding, I met a little girl, and I can't remember her name.
Yeah, you can't remember her name. And what did you do?
We played and did a song at the dance during dinner.
Yeah, in the middle of dinner, you guys got up in front of the whole wedding party and were like, "Everybody, pay attention! We have a dance for you!"
I did say that.
And everybody clapped. And luckily, Plamena was in the middle of the the wedding venue. She was out getting a new dress on, so she missed it.
Yeah.
And before we went to Italy, what were you excited about?
The Dino Park.
The Dino Park. What was that all about?
Fun.
Fun. So we went to this place in Italy, and they had a bunch of, like, life-sized big dinosaurs made out of plaster and, like, rebar.
What's rebar?
Like those iron bars.
Oh, yeah.
And they were pretty good.
Yeah.
They looked like real dinos.
Yeah, but they weren't. And my favorite is Mr. Triceratops.
Yeah, that's your favorite one.
And I like the pterodactyl, too.
What kind of food did you eat in Italy?
The top pizza on the menu was pizza with no cheese. And gelato.
And gelato. Pizza with no cheese in Italy was called Pizza Romano. And yeah, it was everywhere. It wasn't weird at all to order pizza and not have any cheese on it. In the U.S., everybody looks at you like you have four heads.
Why?
When you order pizza with no cheese, everybody's like, what? The cheese is the best part. Did you get to go swimming?
No!
You did, and where did we go swimming in Italy?
First, we went to a rocky beach, which I did not like that much.
You didn't like the rocky beach? Why not? The rocks were really smooth, though.
I like sandy beaches better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, how many beaches did we go to?
Three.
We went to three different beaches. In one day?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was in two different days. Because we went to the rocky beach the night before, and then the next day we went to the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, Mama?
Yep.
Did you see any famous buildings while we were in Italy?
Yep.
What kind of famous buildings did you see?
The Leaning Tower of Pisa, but you had to be 8 to go up there, and I was 6. Now I'm 7. Ah, 6-7. We ate lunch near the tower with my dog Camille.
Oh yeah, Camille went to Italy with us, so you have a European adventurer as your doll. And you're also a European adventurer, and that's pretty cool.
And guess what?
What?
My mama calls my dog Cammy.
Cammy.
And I even packed Camille, her little suitcase.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Camille was really glad to go with us.
She has never rode a plane before, I don't think.
Well, now she does. Now she has. Did you do anything else fun on the trip?
Yep.
What?
I made pizza and gelato in Firenze.
In Firenze! Which in English we call it Florence. But in Italy they call it Firenze.
So we made Firenze.
What kind of gelato did you make?
Chocolate.
Chocolate, but it was
too chocolatey.
It was
for
like
mommy.
Triple chocolate.
And I loved it!
It was the chocolatiest.
Of chocolate.
So do you know how to speak any Italian?
Yes.
What do you know how to say?
Un gelato di cioccolato per favore.
It's pretty good. Un gelato di cioccolato per favore.
Daddy! No. It's a funny way.
Arrivederci.
You don't say it like that. Right. I always say it when they
do. So next we're going to move on to... true or false.
Yoo-hoo, I love true or false.
All right.
Can I answer the true and false question?
So how about if I ask the question, you tell me whether it's true or false, and then I'll explain why.
Dad, she has to answer the question.
Okay, Princess Tulip will answer. True or false, Princess Tulip, snow is frozen rain that falls straight from clouds.
False. No, it's true.
True? The answer is... False.
Oopsie daisy.
When snow forms, tiny bits of water floating in the air, which are called water vapor, get so cold that they turn directly into ice. And these ice crystals stick together as they fall through the cloud, growing into snowflakes.
I love snow! My real name is Princess Snowflake.
Oh, wow. Rain is different because it starts as liquid water droplets, not ice.
Not ice.
All right, next one. True or false? Fresh snow can help keep the ground warmer underneath it.
No, false.
The answer is
true.
Oopsie daisy
again.
Even though snow feels cold, it traps air inside it, kind of like a furry, fluffy blanket.
Like ogres.
That trapped air slows down heat from escaping the ground. This helps plants, bugs, and animals underground stay warmer than the air above the snow. All right, next one. True or false? Snow is always white when it falls from the sky.
False.
It is false. False.
Yes.
Snow is actually clear, but it looks white because it reflects light. Next one. True or false? Animals like rabbits and foxes can use snow to hide from predators.
True.
That is true. If you're a white animal and it is snowing, you are in good luck because everything around you looks like you and you just blend right in. True or false? You can hear sounds more clearly when it's snowing.
False.
You walk outside in the snow and it's just super quiet. That's because snow actually absorbs sound, making things quieter. Fresh snow has lots of tiny spaces between snowflakes that soak up sound waves. That's why everything can feel extra quiet during or right after a snowfall. Sounds like cars, voices, and footsteps don't travel as far. All right, next one. True or false? Snow can fall in places like deserts and beaches.
True.
That is definitely true. It definitely snows sometimes in the desert or on the beach. Think about all the beaches in Antarctica where it snows like every day. True or false? The biggest snowflakes ever recorded were about the size of a basketball.
True.
Isn't that crazy? That is actually true. In Montana in 1887, people reported snowflakes that were incredibly huge, almost as wide as a basketball. These weren't perfect snowflakes like you see in pictures, but giant clumps of snow crystals stuck together as they fell through very cold, wet air. Isn't that cool? What do you think about that?
Cool.
So, Nora, did you have a good weekend this weekend? Did you enjoy your snow day?
Yes.
You looking forward to having a full day off of school tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you were so lucky. Yeah. Do you want to tell the audience what book we're reading right now?
Harry Potter.
Which one? Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. That's right. And do you like it so far?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, Princess Tulip, anything else you want to say?
Intro.
Okay. Well, we'll see you next time. And goodbye to everybody in the audience. See you next time on the Nora's Notes podcast.
We have to do the intro.
Bye.
The podcast has to be the intro, too. So, if you to buy me. I'm always the store. You never know, because I might turn up again. You might get the same thing, or no. There's 8 to collect of me, and I am very fun.
All right.
I got little shoes.
Well, thanks, Princess Tulip. See you later.
She has an intro, too.
Cool. Bye.